here.
Anna.
Oh, and Lacey.
So, my daughter come up with this thing that I'm supposed to... Explain.
Okay, so I told her to come up with five things that she thinks would put my generation into a coma, which I'm a millennial. And then I came up with five things to put her generation in a coma, which is
the baby boomer.
She's a boomer. Okay, you go first, because I want to know what you think is so hilarious. And we'll talk about them one at a time. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't want to get in trouble, because it's supposed to be, like, rated G.
No, it's not. It's fine.
Okay.
Rated G for what?
Well...
What is G?
You know, like... Not...
No, this is rated... This is rated E for everyone.
Okay. All right, so my first one is, talking about sex in explicit detail with my daughter. Speechless!
Okay, so... I don't really know if that's something that comes from your generation, because I feel like things from your generation were vastly different. Your generation... Your generation didn't... That's to put you in a coma.
Oh, no.
Talking about sex in graphic detail is not something that would put my generation... In fact, that's literally what we do every day. If you get on TikTok, there's...
Yeah, that's TikTok. That's not between mother and daughter.
Oh, well, that you're right. If it were you and I together... I don't need to talk to you about that. That's gross.
You ready for the second one?
Sure, yeah.
All right. Saying certain bad words that you don't like hearing out of my mouth. The only reason why is because I said it one time about a year or so ago, and she goes, "Oh, Mom, I don't want to hear that from you." And it's the P word. I'm not going to say
it. Oh, God. I don't even like it when Andy says it. I'm just like, but stop it. No, that's a gross word.
And in reference, I was saying it as for a cat. But it's...
That makes it even worse.
So anyway.
Nobody call... I don't even like Puss in Boots. Like, that's... Why is that a movie?
See, I told you. That would probably make you go. And then the third one I picked out was... drinking out of a garden hose. It's been sitting outside, being weathered, and you can put your mouth on the end of it to get a drink.
I did that. You know, you can't get the taste of that metal out of your mouth no matter how hard you try. And you have to let it run for 10 minutes before you drink out of it, or you're going to burn the inside of your mouth.
I know, right? The water's too hot.
Yeah, we did that. We definitely drank out of water hoses. Andy and I were talking about that the other day. I love drinking out of a water hose. It's like a whole different level of water.
When it kind of finally comes out and it's like really, really ice cold.
Yeah, because it's 110 degrees outside and you're dying and you don't want to go inside, because if you go inside, your parents live there.
Yep. And then they're saying, hey, I need you to go do this.
Yeah, it's better to just stay outside and be invisible.
Yep. All right. My fourth one is bucking railroad ties. At the age of 9 and 10.
Yeah, they have machines for that nowadays. Absolutely not.
I did that. I had to get wood for my mom's wood stove. And honestly, we had regular stoves, but that's how I learned to cook, was on a wood stove.
The closest I would come to bucking railroad ties is slowing down crossing the railroad tracks.
Probably. And then my last one is getting up at 4 to 5 a.m. to deliver papers you don't get paid for.
Yeah, forget that. No, you don't get paid?
No.
Why are you doing it?
Because I have no choice.
What? That's insanity. I would never make my child do that. That's child labor. That's illegal.
The only rewards I got was from the customers putting like candy, or, you know, like at Christmas time, a little candy dish, or... They knew when my birthday was. I'd have a little birthday card in there. But that was it.
Yep. They didn't tip you?
No. Not at all.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Okay. Do your best.
Five things that I think that would put a boomer in a coma. My number one is going to be anything and all things Lisa Frank.
Who's Lisa Frank?
Okay, so you remember... you remember when I was a kid... And they had those, like, the folders and the notebooks and, like, the, like, all the school supplies were the Lisa Frank brand, which was, like, the very bright rainbow colored, like the tigers and the unicorns and like all that stuff on there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was, you know that they have their own makeup palettes now?
Do you know that your daughter follows in your footsteps with that?
Of course she does. Because she's my daughter. Okay, and then my second one, boy bands.
What's wrong with boy bands?
Well, I'm just saying, they like NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys. Like, good boy bands from the late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah. Like, you know, like, bye, bye, bye. You know, it's just,
nothing wrong with that. Bands. I like kind of some of those.
Okay, so the third thing that I have on my list that I think would put a boomer in a coma is Starbucks coffee. Probably because it's too strong.
Nah, they didn't have very good flavor. It tastes like shells.
I don't even... We could have this conversation until we're both blue in the face, but I'm sorry, but Starbucks is way better than Scooters. Scooters can fight me in the street. Bare knuckle boxing. I'm sorry, but Starbucks is just better.
No, I gotta say Scooters because... For the fact, at least it's got flavor in the coffee.
How does it have to taste like water?
Bull.
It tastes so bad.
No, it don't.
Yes,
it tastes really good.
No, it's crap.
Starbucks feels like, it tastes like you're drinking
hair. It tastes
like
happiness.
No, it does not.
Okay, number four is going to be MTV music videos. Like old MTV. Like not now. I don't even, because remember when on MTV when probably I was a kid, it was probably like your early 30s, late 20s, they did was like, okay, because it was definitely like Cyndi Lauper and stuff like that, you know, when they had music videos on there.
Yeah, I like Cyndi Lauper.
So did you watch MTV?
When I had it, yeah. I didn't watch it. I mean, you had to pay for
You had to pay for MTV, what do you mean?
Yeah, with cable, yeah, back then, way back in the day.
I'm just like, what's cable? No, I know what cable is. It's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Speaking of cable, see that segue? Number five on the list is the Kardashians.
Oh, thumbs down.
Okay.
Barf, puke.
I love the Kardashians, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, tell me.
Let me tell you why. One, they're hilarious. Okay. Two, they're just funny. And also, you know, they have nice hair. I don't.
Three.
Yeah.
Too much drama.
Well, that's literally why they have a reality TV show.
And that's why I don't watch it.
It's also because you don't have cable.
I can still get it on Roku. What's up with you? I have Hulu.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. We were just talking about this, though. About how you write everything in cursive.
Yeah.
And so I obviously was taught how to write in cursive as a kid, like in school.
I would hope so.
We were. But we write everything in print. Like everybody does now. Uh-huh. And even I've heard that like if you write a paper in school, like nowadays, that you have to write it in print.
That's because the teachers don't know how to read cursive at all. I can't even talk.
Yeah, no, they don't. They can't read cursive. So
it's a dying art, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I think it's crazy.
And it's like, to me, I think cursive is a beautiful, beautiful writing. I mean,
well, it depends on who's writing it.
But. Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, it's like it gives it flow. I don't know. I have always written. I mean, sometimes I print, but you know, it all depends on what mood I'm in. So what do you think about those, what are they? Which ones is it that snorts the Tide Pods? Or is it the condoms? Which one? Is that the snowflakes or millennials?
No, stop, Mom. You can't say snowflake.
Oh, sorry.
Stop it.
Is it the millennials?
I think so.
Yeah, that little bit of...
Well, I was never one to snort a condom or eat a Tide Pod.
What was the other one? There was a third one. I can't remember what it was.
It was, you know, there was an array of things. There was the Tide Pod.
Oh, snorting pixie sticks. That's what it was. Yeah, that was one of
them. That seems like something your generation would have done.
No. It came out when the Tide Pod and the condom thing
They were eating spoonfuls of cinnamon.
Oh, yeah, that's our cocoa, straight cocoa powder.
Oh, ew.
Yeah.
I think people are confused about cocoa powder and how it does not taste like chocolate.
I sometimes think if there's some, like, chemical in the air that affects the kids that do that stuff.
Yeah, it's everything that's in the food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like, good Lord, we would have never even thought about doing that stuff. The worst thing we did was eat peanut butter flavored dog food.
What the fuck? you want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
Okay, so when I worked at the dog kennel, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Yeah. There was this dog that always came in with, like, these treats. And they tasted, or not tasted, sorry. They smelled like beef jerky.
Right? Which one was it?
God, I don't remember. But, and they looked like beef jerky. Like the jerky sticks, like a Slim Jim kind of.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, and they smelled so good.
Did you taste it? Come on, did you? Be honest.
So I was...
That tells me you.
I was dishing out dinner one night, okay? And I picked up my mouth is watering. I picked up the treats, and I was like, God, these smell so good. I was like, I'm just going to try one. And I was the only one there, so there was nobody there to see me, right, be an idiot and put a dog treat in my mouth. And so I tried it, and it tasted so bad. It was so gross. I was like, what? And the aftertaste, I couldn't get it. Oh, my God. I'm like, why do dogs like this?
I don't know.
It did not taste like it smelled. It did not. It was so bad.
Maybe it was just to get them to put it in their mouth.
Maybe, but when I tell you it smelled so good, it smelled so good. Also, you want to know what my, one of my favorite things to eat as a kid was?
What's that?
Play-Doh.
Yuck.
No, I'm telling you right now, you're missing out. I literally to this day I cannot open a thing of Play-Doh and smell it without like literally physically salivating. Like I thinking about it makes me salivate. I loved Play-Doh.
He could be on what is that TV show they have?
My Strange Addiction.
Yeah.
I loved it. Also, I found out that Andy used to eat glue as a kid. Yeah, he was one of those weird kids that would like,
oh my God.
like squirt the white Elmer's glue in their mouths. I was just like, wow.
Oh my God.
He
no
makes
way.
Fun of me for eating Play-Doh. This dude was eating glue. Like, you were eating glue, Andy. You know where glue comes from? At least I know what Play-Doh is made out of.
You know how, I think I was like about 5 or 6, and we had a beagle dog.
Right.
And I think it was a Cocker Spaniel, too. We had 2 of them, I think, or maybe we just had 1.
2 of the world's most annoying dogs. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Dad used to get this dog food in, like, the big 20-pound bags and stuff. Because it was cheaper back then getting it that way.
It was probably, like, Alpo, too, wasn't it?
No, it was, I think it was Purina. I think. I'm not sure. Don't quote me. But anyway, it was peanut butter flavored.
That's weird.
And when you opened the bag, it just smelled like a jar of peanut butter.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Understandably.
Being a kid.
So you're making fun of me for eating a dog treat, and you ate dog food.
I tried it. I tried the peanut butter dog food. I did. And let me tell you, the taste is
Didn't taste very it like
deceiving.
It smelled, did it?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
It's so, a lie. Dog food is a lie.
Yes, it is.
You heard it here first. Don't let the smell trick you.
Oh, yeah, don't. Mm-mm. Especially, like, if you smell stuff like, that's cooking or someone's cooking something, you know, man, be careful. Cause sometimes that taste doesn't taste.
That makes me so sad. Like to go into a steakhouse and you can like smell them cooking the steak outside and you're like, oh man, that smells so good. And you get in there and the steak is just like,
yuck.
Not good.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a little depressing, honestly.
Yep. I know that. Like I had this thing about, I've always had this thing with cheeseburgers. You know, it's like, I love cheeseburgers. It's just my thing, I guess. But what really turns me off is like I was like wanting one night, you know, and the only place open was, of course, the M word,
McDonald's. They're a multi-billion-dollar corporation, yeah. Mom. I don't think they care.
Yeah, well, what I gotta say, it may not help. I don't want to get sued. But I had ordered a quarter pounder with cheese, with just ketchup, mustard, and mayo only, right?
That's my go-to as well.
Well, when I got it, it was nice and charred on the outside. I mean, you know, normal.
Yeah.
And it was raw. I mean, like, red raw in the center.
Yeah, but so here's what I think. I think that's just here.
It's gotta be, because, man.
I went through the drive-thru the other day. The last two times that I've gone through the drive-thru, and I've asked for a sweet tea, I have gotten not a sweet tea.
And yeah, I remember.
So I went through the drive-thru yesterday.
Oh,
and,
you did?
Yeah, and the kid working in the drive-thru is, I know him personally, and I was like, is this actually sweet tea, or is it regular tea? Because the last two times I've been through here, it hasn't been sweet tea. He said, you know what, I think people just say that to us to make us mad. And I was like, why would I lie to you about the sweet tea not being sweet? So I tried it, and it was sweet that time. And he said, yeah, sweet tea, and shut the window. I was like, oh, okay.
Have you ever seen people get mad, even if they get, like, one little thing wrong at, I mean, it's different if, like, maybe the size of your, I don't know, Tato Lays or whatever, you know, is wrong. And they just throw a hissy. They become a Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Karens are, like...
So, I've only ever seen one... Well, okay, I can't say that because I worked in retail for 2 years. So, I've seen my fair share of Karens. But I've only ever, like, seen one... not at work one time, and that was out at Walmart. It was this, and it wasn't really a Karen, it was a guy, so we'll call him a Kyle. and I was at the customer service center, and he was up there, and he was trying to return, like, this BB gun. It was like a Red Ryder BB gun, like, you know. Oh, excuse me.
Don't shoot your eye out.
Yeah. So he was trying to return it. Well, Walmart has, like, a no return policy on firearms, even though it's not technically a firearm, but it is.
Right.
He wanted to return it because it wasn't working. It was malfunctioning. And they're like, well, you're going to have to contact the maker, the I don't know, the distributor, or whatever you call it, to have them either send you a new one or, you know, tell you what to do or whatever.
Right.
The manufacturer, that's what I was looking for. And he was so mad. He was like, I don't understand how I can buy something here and you guys can't take it back. I just want to exchange it. I just want to do this. And the poor lady was like, sir, it says on your receipt and when you purchase the item that we do not accept returns on firearms. And he just would not let it go. And he was so rude and he was yelling. And I was just like, listen, I get your frustrations. But, like, why are you yelling at this poor 80-year-old woman just trying to make it through retirement? Like, she didn't write the policy, sir. It's like, go on somewhere.
It's called go call 1-800-WALMART. You know? It's like, you know, that's one thing that I've seen in the world today, man. It's like everybody's so on edge and so cranky. I mean, it's just like, you know, let the stuff go. Let it go. And, you know, it's just a matter of, I mean... Sometimes I see these people that just go off on the littlest things, and it's like you just want to stand back and just look at them and just shake your head.
Yeah, it's bizarre. But, okay, so speaking of cheeseburgers, right, just because now I'm going to force you to talk about it, you want to know who else loves cheeseburgers?
Who?
Andy Reid. You don't know who Andy Reid is. Okay.
No.
I'm slightly disappointed. Andy Reid is the head coach for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Had to bring that up, didn't you?
And guess who's going to the Super Bowl, baby?
Oh, man. I need to hold a funeral.
That's good. So rude. Lord. You are so rude. It's not that she doesn't like the Kansas City Chiefs. It's just that she's a hater in general.
No. I'm going to explain this right here now.
Don't be rude.
I'm just going to say how I see it. This is my thing. I think that football players that get paid the amount of money that they do and boast about it, I think they're some overpaid children.
I just want you to know, Travis Kelce, if you're listening to this, that I don't agree with her sentiments. I think that football is great.
I like the sport. I like watching the sport. But they put too much hype in it sometimes. It's like they commercialize it too much.
Well, what else are they supposed to do with it? That's how they make. I mean, here's the thing.
Oh, here we go. The dollar bill. Cha-ching!
Listen to me. I think they make way too much money.
I do too.
I think that a $40 million 4-year contract is insane.
That's more than a dadgum president of the United States makes. What's up? Something's wrong out there somewhere. Well,
the president of the United States makes less than $200,000 a year.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But a football player makes more than the president of the United States.
It's probably because the football player is doing more than the president of the United States.
Well, in this year, day and age, yeah, probably.
I'm just saying.
But we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
But
that's not every football player, though. That's just their first string. That's like their main people. Like, if you're like a third string lineman, like, you're not making millions of dollars.
I have a joke. You want to hear a joke?
Oh my god, I don't know. Okay.
Do you know why the Kansas City Chiefs are compared to a tampon?
No, Mom.
They're only good for one string.
If that was the case, then we wouldn't be in the Super Bowl, okay?
Yeah, well, who's gonna sabotage it?
You're a hater.
No, seriously.
Do you want to hear? You want to hear my joke?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Spill it.
Because.
Because. No, folks. You know, I have nothing against the people that play football. Honestly, I don't.
Because Patrick Mahomes is an American hero.
I like Patrick Mahomes because he believes in God, and he puts God first, and that's the way it should be, and I'm going to leave it at that. Two different opinions.
Where does that put me at in your level of opinions on people?
Well, I love you.
She doesn't like me, though.
I like you, too. Go ahead.
I just want to say.
Say it!
I just want to say that you people stole all of our traditions and our beliefs and twisted them and turned them into your own.
What?
Yeah.
How do you figure?
Because Christmas is based on a pagan holiday.
Well, you don't seem to mind the Christmas presents you get every year.
Well, that's because they actually, that has nothing to do with Christianity, though. That's the actual tradition of the pagan holiday.
And I understand that. But it's like, it doesn't mean that I practice that when I believe, at Christmas time, my belief is in Christ.
Christmas time.
Sing it, Lacey.
My belief around Christmas time is that the seasons are changing and that you get to spend time with your family and that Jesus was born in August.
Oh, and you like those Saran balls.
Yeah, but that also is nothing to do with Christianity.
No. But the Saran balls are fun.
I love the Saran balls. That's one of my favorite games to play. I don't. What's the?
We did a different one for the kids this year.
Oh, we did that cup one.
Yeah,
the Red Solo cup one where you flip the cups upside down and you put the candy and little trinkets and stuff in there. Layton had the sleep mask that he got, the like little eye mask thing on his teddy bear when I walked into his room, and it's funny because it's like leopard print or something like that. I was looking at it. I went to go get my phone charger out of his room, and I was looking at it, and I was like, I think I'm going to steal that, because I keep thinking that I need, like, one of those eye masks, like, to sleep in, because, like, any amount of light, I cannot sleep, and it drives me crazy.
Well, I don't know. I mean, go get you one.
I need to.
So what is the funniest thing that, how do I want to say?
Sorry, Andy was texting me, what's for dinner?
Telling me you're taking me out for a cheeseburger.
Absolutely not. I'm making spaghetti.
Oh, spaghetti.
Spaghetter.
Spaghetter. Cheap.
What's the funniest thing, what?
Oh, it went over my head.
Oh.
You know, it, you know how that goes sometimes. It just
in and out.
Yeah. So, tell me.
Okay.
What happens if a seagull flies over a bay? What's it called?
A bagel?
Uh-huh.
How do you say bagel?
Bagel.
Okay, I guess that's normal. Some people like say bagel.
Oh, no, no, no. How do you say ice?
That's not a real word.
Ice?
What you're saying is not a word.
That's how I say it. It's ice.
It's ice.
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 That sounds the same to me.
Yeah, but it's...
Yeah.
You didn't say it like that.
Ice.
Well, now you're saying it like that, but you didn't use
ice. Ice.
Ice.
Ice.
Ice. It's like I-O-C-E is how you're saying it. Ice. Ice. You sound like one of those, like, those little things that you... One of those things.
So, okay, so you want to hear something funny. Lacey can imitate Jim Carrey.
No, I can't.
This, yes, you
Mom,
can.
I'm not
yes,
doing this.
Yes, you are. No, Do it.
I can't imitate Jim Carrey. I don't sound like Jim Carrey. I just really like Jim Carrey.
Yeah, but she can't. Like that the was, movie I Liar Liar.
I haven't done that in years.
I know. Years. They're so funny.
There are some times that I'll tell Andy, oh my God, I can't think of that line now. What is it? Oh, God. Oh, we'll be sitting there and we'll be like talking about like something and then I'll like be holding a pen or something and I'll be like, the pen is blue. And then he'll be like, the goddamn pen is blue.
It's red.
Mama. It's because your boobs are huge. Your boobs.
So, anywho, so what's on your agenda tonight? I know Andy's got a birthday coming up. And you're
yeah.
Party to...
Mom, it's not live. It's a recording. It's
oh,
not.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's not on here.
What's the time on that? 26:55.
Oh, God.
We gotta take that off.
Andy's having a surprise birthday tomorrow. A surprise birthday party tomorrow. This probably won't be on there.
Oh,
tomorrow.
He probably won't even listen to it. Oh, so.
Yeah, probably not. He's turning 38.
Oh, he's getting old.
Yeah, he feels like it. I don't think 38 is old, but he thinks it's old because his hair is turning gray. But, you know, listen.
Welcome to my world.
He said, oh, you remember when I said, I told you earlier that I told him that with his haircut and his beard that he looked like Travis Kelce.
Right.
So, and he's like, no, no, blah, blah, blah. And he said, I look more like Negan. From The Walking Dead.
No, he don't.
And I said, whatever, Jeffrey Dean Morgan's hot too. I was like, whatever you need. And then, I don't even remember what he said. He did, like, a line that Negan said. I don't even remember what he said. Oh my gosh! It wasn't, like, the whistle, but it was, like, something that he says early on when he was still being, you know,
when he
a
was
psychopath. He said something, and it, like, caught me off guard, and I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's new, because I didn't think he was actually watching The Walking Dead when we were watching it, which I just finished the last season.
Season 11?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet.
It's on Netflix. Okay. Well, it's on Netflix. So they just released it on Netflix.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's good. The end of it is, deceiving, I guess. It's kind of sad. That's why my phone is on silent. It doesn't even vibrate.
I can't, my phone don't do that. It just has to vibrate.
I turn my vibrate off and Andy hates it. He yells at me all the time. He's like, what's the point of you having a phone if you never answer it? Because I don't want to answer it. There are some days where I'm just having a day that I don't want to talk to people. I don't want to talk to you. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry if I don't answer your phone call. I love you, but I don't want to talk to you.
So, speaking of phones.
Uh-huh.
All right. You know, back in the day where we had landlines, you know what that is,
they
right?
They still have landlines, Mom. Yes, I know how to use a phone.
Do you know how to use a rotary phone?
Yes, I know how to use it. I'm 33. I'm not 12.
Oh, okay. Well, I just thought I would love to get a rotary phone these kids, or like my grandkids.
Oh, my God.
And watch them and videotape
The videos them. That I watch of people trying to figure out how to use a rotary phone are hilarious.
It's like, oh,
or
my gosh.
Even a corded phone.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, but I can't just walk around with it. And I'm like, no, it's... It doesn't go much further than what it is. Unless it was like, you know, those really long like cords that you could like walk across the house and then everybody was tripping over the cord because you were like sitting on the stairs talking to your best friend.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or I see back in the day when I was little, we had party lines. So my brother and my little friend next door, we'd get on there and we'd just lift it up real quiet, you know, and listen to their phone conversations.
Oh my God, I used to love doing that. Where did I work that I used to do that? God, I don't remember. I used to have a job, and sorry for my boss, but I used to have a job. I'm pretty sure it was at the dog kennel.
You think?
Yeah, where I used to be able to pick up the phone and listen to their conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Also, when I was a kid, I was staying at my dad's and my stepmom's, his wife.
Usually that's what it is.
Well, so I had gotten walkie-talkies for, like, Christmas or my birthday or something like that. Yeah. And I remember one time I was upstairs playing with them, and she was on the phone downstairs, and my walkie-talkie, like, intercepted her phone call.
Oh, my.
Bro, she was talking mad shit about me, and I was like, this fucking bitch.
It's like you got to know the truth.
I was like, wow, okay. And I don't think it was long after that when I fell down the stairs leaving for school one day. Like, I was like 8.
Are you sure you fell down or she didn't push you down?
She was in bed. And the way that their bedroom was set up was like, it was like the stairs went up and their bedroom was right there. It was loft bedroom. Uh-huh. But then there was a door like into another bedroom, which was my bedroom. So I came out of my bedroom and went to go walk down the stairs, which were carpeted. And she was asleep after my little brother was born because he was asleep in the crib. He was still a baby. And I slipped on the carpet because I had socks on, and I just went all the way down the stairs, right? Knocks the wind out of me. I'm like, at the bottom of the stairs. She goes, shh. I was like, I'm dying, and you just shush me? It blew my mind.
I know it wasn't funny, but it just...
It was funny, but, I mean, it's funny now, but back then I was like... She really just shushed me, and I'm dying at the bottom of the stairs. I probably have concussion and freaking mitral farkle something going on inside my body. My heart's going to explode any minute, and she's shushing me because she doesn't want me to wake up the baby. You know what? Fuck that baby. Not really. But yeah, she wasn't always super nice to me. I mean, she tried. I feel like I was a lot to handle as a child, and she really wasn't given the best tools to work with. I mean, she had my dad, but so there.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't think she was ready to be a mom. I really don't at that time.
Not to me. I think she was still really young.
Yeah,
because I think she's quite a bit younger than dad was. I think she was in her early 20s.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
But, yeah, so... She didn't like me when I was a kid. I'm not even really sure if she likes me now, but I don't really care because he's dead and they're divorced, so.
Yeah. I did it again. I wish that your brother and you could, like, talk, you know?
Like, I have him on Facebook and I follow him, and he's doing really well, but I don't know.
Life changes every day, every minute.
Yep, it sure does. So these are the days of our lives.
You know that, right? Well, what do you think?
I think that you're bad at podcasting. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm sorry, but you know what? It is what it is.
Also, this mouse is really cute.
I know. I think that's going to be an icon.
Yeah, I love him.
He's going to sit right there.
Yeah, he's adorable. I love him so much. He looks like the mouse from the Muppets.
Yep.
And his eyes are crazy. He's a crazy mouse. Looks so crazy.
Alrighty.
Okay, well, you know what, guys? Thanks for sticking around with us. This was a hot mess, and hopefully we'll have a little more put together next time. But, you know, you do what you can.
Yep, you do. So y'all have a wonderful day, and we'll see you on the next one.
Yay!
Peace out. Woo-hoo!